我必须向各位承认，在过去几个月当中，我非常的焦虑。
Because putting on something like this, it's hard when you're in a church with one culture. It's harder in a church when you have more cultures.
因为在我们教会有这么多种文化的背景的人在一起，我们要组成一个联合敬拜是非常非常困难。
For example, half these people wear glasses, but they had to. Thank you. But they had to walk around blind.
一半以上的同工在讲台当中，他们本来是戴眼镜的，但现在不能戴眼镜，所以他们是在盲目当中来走路。
On the English side, our brother Sue Hong ran the PowerPoint, and he can't even read Chinese.
然后在操纵这个投影片呢。
This is just. We're going home. Okay, fine. And even you all joining in the worship.
甚至你们参与会众。
The English side, we clap on 2 and 4. You guys clap on 1 and 3.
我们英文的会众是在第二拍跟第四拍来鼓掌，但是中文的会众是在第一拍跟第三拍来鼓掌。
You know, there are a lot of people to thank, but there's several that I want to just point out. Brother Glenn Britton spent hours, 8-10 hours, setting up everything so that everything is coordinated, light, sound, stage. So I want to thank him.
特别谢谢Glenn 这位弟兄，他花了好多时间，把这个舞台设立起来，还有这个背景。
And I want to thank Pastor Choi who played Isaiah. He doesn't know it, but he's taking over now for this.Program.
我们也谢谢我们乐部的牧师，他今天是扮演以赛亚，他还不知道，但是将来他会负责这些的活动。
And I want to thank Christina and Luke for being a great mother and son.
我们也谢谢 Christine 跟 Luke 他们扮演非常称职的母亲跟儿子。
I'm not joking. I really was praying this for the last month, so I just prayed, Lord, please don't let his voice change.
我在过去一个月当中，我非常非常的迫切的祷告，我们求神。不要让 Luke 他声音变成成人那种声音。
And now that we're less than 20 minutes to finish, I can relax and move on in my life.
还有20分钟，我们这个崇拜就会结束，我就可以轻松。
Because the Kwans are going to go on our annual Christmas vacation.
因为我们关家人要去度一个圣诞的假期。
In the past, we've gone to Disneyland and Legoland.
在过去我们去过迪士尼乐园，还有 Lego 这个乐园。
But this year we're going to the North Pole.
但今年我们将要去北极。
Via the Polar Express at the Grand Canyon.
透过从大峡谷出发的北极特快车。
What this book was originally written by a man named Chris Van Allsburg and made into a movie starring Tom Hanks.
这本书最主要原著是艾斯伯他所写的，然后后来拍成一部电影叫做《北极特快车》。
Our kids will be able to dress up in pajamas and drink hot chocolate on this trip.
在这个火车列车里头，我的孩子们将会穿着睡衣，同时喝那个巧克力奶，然后来听故事。
And they'll listen to the story that tells little boys.Girls and boys who don't believe in Jesus, Santa Claus, what the true meaning of Christmas is all about.
这故事就谈到有一群的孩子们，他们并不相信这个圣诞节的有关一些的意义，包括圣诞老人。
If you haven't read the book or seen the movie, it's a little girl tells a doubting boy that what Christmas is all about.
假如你还没有读过这本书，没有看过这部电影的话，它最主要内容是谈到一个女孩子。告诉一个不相信这些圣诞节里头内容的人。
She says it's about jingle bells.
这个女孩子提到说，这圣诞节是有关圣诞的铃声。
About Christmas tree and Christmas lights.
是有关这装饰的圣诞树跟圣诞的灯等等。
She's it about presents and elves.
是有关礼物，还有这些许许多小精灵。
And one that we all can relate to in a Chinese church, good food.
还有我们华人最喜欢的就是有美好的晚餐。
And of course, jolly old Saint Nick, Santa Claus.
另外就是圣诞老人。
As I pondered her words, I recalled the Christmases of my childhood.
当我想到他这个书里头讲的内容，我就想到我以前小时候的情况。
They were just like as described.
那时候就像这个女孩所讲的情况一样。
Nice and cozy and lovely.
是非常美好，非常舒适，也蛮可爱的。
But what I think you all stand as wonderful as that sounds.This Christmas musical tells us the real meaning of Christmas.
但即使我们看起来好像是非常好的一件事情，但是刚刚所看的这个音乐剧才是真正告诉我们圣诞节的意义。
We know it's about the birth of Jesus, God's only Son, and what it means for each one of us.
因为我们晓得在这里所谈的是神的儿子的诞生，也就是耶稣基督跟我们的关系。
And yet the church has been battling for decades, trying to give the world this message.And they are fighting back with a different understanding.
而且我们教会在历史历代当中，为了传递这真正的信息，已经跟这世界抗争了许许多多，而且他们也反抗回来。
I'm dating myself, but even like 60 years ago, Charlie Brown and a Charlie Brown Christmas is disillusioned with Christmas.
在好几年前这个 Charlie Brown 这个漫画书当中提到。Charlie Brown 非常对这个圣诞节很大的失望。
And so he asked Lucy, a practicing psychiatrist, what Christmas is all about.
所以他就问 Lucy, 这位自称为是心理学医生的到底圣诞节什么意思？
You see, medical costs have obviously gone up in the last 60 years.
所以你可以了解，在过去这几年当中，医疗费用实在是涨得非常的高昂。
She said, Charlie, it's not about giving, it's about getting.
Lucy 对着 Charlie 讲说，圣诞节不是是不是要给，而是要多多拿的东西。
It's about being busy and participating and getting involved.
是为了要让我们非常忙碌，而可以做很多很多的事情。
You know, 60 years later, things haven't really changed.
但是六十年之后。这事情并没有任何的改变。
If anything, things have gotten worse. We've become more frenetic, crazy, anxious, busy.
而且我们变得更加的糟糕，因为我们每一个人越来越忙碌，越来越疯狂做一些的事情。
There is an infamous day, and it's called Black Friday.
好像我们所了解的黑色礼拜五。
Traditionally, it's the day after Friday after Thanksgiving.
传统当中，这是指感恩节之后的那个礼拜五。
And in decades past, it was traditionally the time we were supposed to think and begin to think about Christmas.
在传统当中，应当是开始想到圣诞节的那一天。
It was termed in Philadelphia to describe the city's traffic congestion on the day where people were hurrying around.
黑色礼拜五这个名词最主要是从费城那里过来，因为在那一天，人们疯狂去买东西，结果造成交通的拥挤。
But retailers called it Black Friday for another reason.
但是卖东西的店家对这个词却有另外一个意思。
For them, it was a time when they actually started to turn a profit.
对他们来讲，这是一个使他们能够转亏为盈的那一天。
They would go from the red into the black.
使他们原本红色的赤字能够成为黑色的盈余。
There was a time in this country 300 years ago where Christmas was a spiritual experience for the pilgrims.
在那时候300多年前，清教徒原本是庆祝一个属灵的一个圣诞节。
But century by century, decade by decade, year by year, the true message of Christmas is being smothered over by this materialism.
但是年复一年越来越糟糕的就是这个圣诞节意义变成一个非常物质化的一个假期。
It is a time of year where we have bought into the idea of what retailers are telling us we must have.
我们变成一个非常被洗脑成为店家告诉我们要买什么东西我们就去做。
Back in 1929, it was the Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
在1929年的时候，人们所想要是这个悠悠的这滚轮。
In 1936, during the Depression, it was the game Monopoly.
在30年代当中经济还萧条的时候，人们所想要是这个大富翁的游戏。
In 1959, girls were trying to gain her figure, but never would. It was Barbie.
在59年的时候，女孩子很想要，但是却没有那种身材，但是想要这个 baby 娃娃。
And every year, retailers came up with something that people had to absolutely have.
每一年，这些的商家们总是要想出一些办法来鼓励人一定要得到这些的东西。
We turned the corner in 1985, when everybody absolutely had to have a Care Bear.
在1985年的时候，我们很多人都很希望能够得到就是这种绒布做的玩具熊。
A stinking $10 bear.
一个年价的10块钱。
And the story is told of a man who flew to Paris to get one for his daughter so she would have it on December 25th.
但是有一个人居然疯狂到一个程度，搭飞机到巴黎去买一个这十块钱的玩具熊，为了就是让他的女儿在圣诞节可以拿到。
Cute sell, so we came up with Tickle Me Elmo.
后来我们又非常疯狂的想要买这个逗笑艾玛。
And Furby.
以及这玩具宠物佛比。
But to the 21st century, we're much more sophisticated now.
但21世纪，我们现在比较高科技一点。
Now the big items are technological.
我们比较趋向于那个高科技的
Game Boy.
游戏，像这个玩具，电动玩具。
Xbox 360.
这个 X 盒子360这个。
And PlayStation 3.
还有这个游戏机第三代的。
Retailers are smart. They know you can get these games for $100. Yeah, no problem. I can afford that for my kid.
店家是非常聪明，他们觉得这个东西100块钱没有问题，我们可以承担得了。
But it's the $50 cartridges that are killing us.
但是里头所的这些配件呢，就非常昂贵。
And people are willing to pay 10 times retail just to have it by December 25th.
人们宁可花10倍以上的价钱，就是希望能够在圣诞节以前拿到手。
And we ask ourselves, are we finally satisfied?
但是我们问问自己，我们真的这样的满足吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是并没有。
Because in the 21st century, we've come and replaced Black Friday with Cyber Monday.
因为在今天，我们从黑色礼拜五变成礼拜一网络的大拍卖。
The Monday after Thanksgiving was traditionally the day that we would do internet sales.
在感恩节之后的第一个礼拜天，通常是网络当中的拍卖。
But now the internet is moving into Black Friday.
但现在网络上这种的折价物品也移到礼拜五了。
In this country, there was a record 57 million hits on retailers to purchase goods on Black Friday.
在今年，破纪录有5700万的人上网去买东西。
$1 billion in sales, 25% increase over 2011.
销售额高达$10亿，远比去年要增加了25%的销售量。
It's great. I can spend money, and I don't even have to get out my pajamas. I don't have to get out in the cold. It's awesome.
实在是很好，我们。不需要脱掉我们的睡衣，不需要走到寒冷的地方，我们可以直接的买东西。
And what do local retailers do?
那我们当地的这些的商家他们在做什么呢？
Now we're open on Thanksgiving Day.
现在他甚至往前推，在感恩节就开店。
Eat your turkey and then go stand in line at Target to get your $300 55-inch screen TV.
吃了你的火鸡之后，就到Target 这个店里头去买那个。这个300块钱的平板电视。
We know that's not what Christmas is about, but why do we buy into it?
我们知道这种情况，但是我们为什么要被这样的被控制呢？
Maybe it's our city, the city of Chandler, which gives us the tumbleweed Christmas tree.
我们钱德勒市他们装了这种用干草搭起来的圣诞树。
Or the Anthem Outlet, which boasts to have the biggest, tallest tree in the entire nation.
或者是我们附近的这个爱生镇，他们非常骄傲，能够建立一个全国最高的圣诞树。
Maybe that's where we've gotten into this idea that Christmas is all about buying, buying, buying.
以至于我们今天好像圣诞节对我们来讲就是买东西、买东西、买东西。
But we heard the true message of Christmas this morning.
但是我们今天早上刚刚已经了解了真正圣诞节的意义。
It's in this verse, Galatians 4:4-5.
是在加拉太书第四章四十五节四节到五节。
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of children.
即是时候满足，神就差遣他儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
This is God's message of love.
这是神所给我们爱的信息。
You see, it's not about getting more things.
你知道吗？并不是要我们多多的拿到很多东西。
It's about receiving the Son of God, which is all we need.
最重要就是我们需要得着耶稣基督这个宝贵的礼物。
It's not about giving more things.
其实也不是说要我们一直的给很多的礼物。
Because the most important gift you and I can give is the message of salvation through the Lord Jesus
Christ. 因为你跟我最宝贵、最重要可以给人礼物就是耶稣基督的福音。
This gift of the Son is not glitzy or fashionable.
这个神所给我们礼物不见得就是那么的时髦，那么的光鲜亮丽。
It's not eye-catching or practical.
不见得是那么的吸引人，甚至好像可以马上用的东西。
It won't wow people like a new Kindle Fire or a 65-inch Vizio flat screen.
也不像有些人可以把这个照片传到网络各个地方，同时也能够拿到那个平板电视。
It won't bring a smile on people's face like a $100 Amazon gift card.
也可能不见得会使人好像拿到了100块钱亚马逊礼券，然后就带来了微笑。
The true message of Christmas won't entertain you in your family room.
真正圣诞节的消息不一定能够让你在家庭里头带来很多的快乐。
It will not look beautiful on your ring finger.
或许它也不会带给你好像你又戴上一个非常亮丽的钻戒。
It won't help you to transport photos through cyberspace.
或许也不会像你可以把很多漂亮的照片送给别人。
And it won't entertain my kids for 5 hours on a road trip to the Grand Canyon.
也不见得可以使我的儿女们在路上5个小时，然后使他们都觉得非常高兴。
But what the true meaning of Christmas will give us is life and happiness, joy, peace, and salvation.
真正圣诞的礼物给我们的乃是我们的生命、我们的平安、我们的喜乐、我们的救恩。
Personally, I think it's a no-brainer, but God gives us our right to choose which we will take.
对我来讲，这是一个不需要考虑就应当是每一个人都有的、都接受一个礼物。
Have you received the gift of Jesus Christ this morning?
但是神却容许我们。自己来做这样的决定，那今天你有这样的决定吗？
I hope you enjoyed the musical this morning.
我希望你能够欣赏也喜欢我们今天的这个短剧。
We made a very strategic design choice.
我们在这当中特别的设计一些的事情。
Did you notice that the cross is just barely discernible in the background?
你可以看到我们后面的这个十字架好像隐隐约的可以看到。
That's because the focus of Jesus' birth is ultimately leading to his death.
因为当我们焦点着重在耶稣基督诞生的时候，其实最终是带领耶稣基督上十字架。
And it is through his death that you and I can have life.
然后借着他的死，我们却可以能够在神面前活。
I pray you would appropriate that life today.
我盼望我们每一个人都能够得着这永生的生命。
Would you bow your heads with me right now?
请各位跟我一起来祷告。
In the quietness of your heart, is there anyone who's here who would say, you know, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want to do it this morning?
在我们都安静在神的面前的时候，我想问一下，我们当中是否有那还没有接受耶稣基督的人？
I understand the true message of Christmas.And I want to accept Jesus as my Savior this morning.
在这时候，我了解耶稣基督诞生这个大好消息，我也愿意接受他成为我个人的救主。
With your eyes closed, if that's your desire, would you just raise your hand to God? It's not to me; it's to God. Everybody.
当我们每个人都闭上眼睛的时候，只要你愿意有这样的决定的话，你是否愿意举起手来？我为你祷告。
Anyone this morning?
有没有这样的人
？Raise it to the Lord.
向神来祷告。
One last time.
最后一次。
Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ?
你认识，你也相信耶稣基督吗？
Father, I trust that you will do your work. You have done your work.
父神，我们相信你已经做了你自己的善工。
And that everyone has a relationship with you somewhere or another.
我们每一个人跟你都有一些的关系。
But I pray that those of us who embrace the Lord would share that good news, not only this season, but for the rest of our lives.
对那些已经信靠耶稣基督的人，但愿我们这个节期来将它传开，不只在这节，也在每一天当中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.